This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome to back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Madison, Wisconsin, Robin Colbert, news director at 1310 WIBA. Good evening, Robin. How are you?
You were all worried about the Colbert or Colbert.
And then I ruined the Robin.
You ruined the Robin.
The only good news is you've been in radio a long time. I'm guessing you've had these moments.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple. Well, I appreciate the camaraderie there. I really do. Oh, my. Things are happening in Madison so quickly. I have about four different stories in front of me from when I talked to you at mid-morning. But I guess, first of all, the atmosphere and the tone really seemed to change last evening. Is that how it felt to you and your reporters there?
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of re-energized the protesters, because for the past couple of days this week, it had substantially died down. And then with all the maneuvering that happened last night, and with the Senate going in and figuring out a way that they feel they can legally pass this without the Democrats, people very upset, and you saw tears, you saw anger, people coming in through windows, the chants, the shouting, it was a nasty scene last night. As for today, you've had the chanting and screaming, but the tone is a little different. Plus, police are a lot more prepared today than what they were last night.
Now, I'm picking up on the phrase you just used. When the Senate felt they could legally pass, that's a big question of rolling around in Madison these days, isn't it?
It sure is, and I guess, you know, that's going to be the next major fight here. Even when the protesters leave, you're going to see this play out in the courts. The Senate clerk says they investigated. You can't imagine they would have just done this without looking into it to see if they had some sort of legal, course for doing this, and they believe they do, because they took out collective bargaining rights. It's not an appropriations item in the budget. So they found some sort of way, they say, that they don't need that one extra Democrat to take a vote. They took out any of the financial provisions, and they just voted on the non-appropriation stuff that included collective bargaining. And so they did it that way.
Well, and that was my understanding as well, as long as it wasn't attached to any kind of spending.
Obviously, collective bargaining, that does have a fiscal impact at some point, but it doesn't have a monetary figure put on it as far as like this much coming out right now. But you look at the big game or the big picture is that, well, sure, because we're talking about vacations and stuff like that. That's all money.
And so clearly, Governor Walker, it looked like he'd opened the door a little bit earlier in the week by saying, we'll talk about this. Come on back, the 14 Democrats in Illinois, we presume. Come on back and we'll talk about that. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, I don't think the Democrats ever believed him, to tell you the truth. Because, first of all, you're aware of the whole prank phone call?
Yes, yes.
And where he laid out his trick plans. So once after that, I think there was really no sincere hope. I think they were hoping to work more with the Senate Majority Leader and kind of come back that way. And there might have been some optimism that there could be a give, but what they wanted was absolutely don't take the collective bargaining rights. And the governor, he's known not to back down, and he didn't. He was Milwaukee County's executive, and he always held firm to what he wanted.
Well, and I did have the opportunity to talk to two of Wisconsin senators, Senator Glenn Grothman and Senator Spencer Coggs. I was very interested in what both of them had to say. Have we seen any sign of the Democrats coming back? I mean, I've been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes now this evening, so everything could have changed in that hour and 15 minutes, Robin.
Yeah, and this is kind of an odd thing, Cheryl. Now, there are two senators from northern Wisconsin. Jim Holprin's one of them, that they're back or on their way back, if not back already. But now, so there's 12 others, and one of our longtime senators here in Madison had said that they had no immediate plans to come back. Well, I guess that kind of, I raise an eyebrow, why? I mean, well, there's really not much, you know, that staying away is going to do for you now.
Well, I would agree with you there. You know, the point was to hold things up.
Yeah.
They've moved on without them. Now it's time to come home. And I did hear one of the senators, and I'm not going to say who it is because I'm not certain and I don't want to get it wrong, said this morning it's time to come back. And he said retake democracy. So if that's the case, they do need to come back now.
Well, you would think so. You would just think just for personal reasons. God, wouldn't you want to get back home?
Well, yeah, Senator Spencer Coggs has a sense of humor, and I did have to laugh when he said he was going to stay out as long as he had clean underwear. So, I mean, we're 3 weeks now. It's time to come on back. What did happen, today is that the legislators, they did pass, the assembly did pass.
The assembly did, yep. And now,
the union bill. So it's gone through the Senate and now back to the assembly. They were late. They were delayed by all the protestations mm-hmm. today, but they did go ahead and approve that bill.
Yeah, they sure did, as expected. You know, no real drama. It's just, I guess there were like four Republican assemblymen that did vote against it, but they had the majority by far, and they got it, a 53-42 vote. And they gave the Democrats and the opponents about 2.5 hours, but that was about all they were going to give them to further debate this, because I don't know if you heard, but when the assembly took this up the first time, they had like, 65 hours of debate. It was ridiculous.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so they were doing their best to stall it. But so now they just had to sign off on what the Senate did, and they did that. Like I said, police were really prepared for this. They had a lot of state troopers outside the assembly chamber. They even drugged some protesters out today. You haven't really seen a whole lot of that happening, but today they did. Not arrest them, but just get them out of the way from that assembly chamber area. And the governor said today he's going to assign it as quick as he possibly can. Probably not yet today, but you can bet right away tomorrow he will be signing that. And it's going to be the legal challenges, because both Dane County and the city of Madison, just a couple of municipalities, have directed their attorneys to look into legal options, as well as the assembly minority leader is also pursuing any sort of legal options that they have.
Well, you talked about the police taking people out, and I watched a good part of the day, and frankly, I was getting concerned because the voices were raised, and I thought, boy, things have really changed. And I've been in that beautiful Capitol at Madison; it's spectacular. And I was really concerned for what was going on in there when I saw folks pounding on windows. And I understand frustration, but I, like I said, I started to get worried.
It really does look scary. I know, from out looking in, when you're in there, it is just kind of an awe-inspiring, or not so much inspiring, not really the word, but just you're like in awe.
Overwhelmed, yeah.
Overwhelmed of all these people. And for the most part, I think you have a good majority of the protesters that have been showing a good face for democracy, but you do, all it takes is a few angry ones in the crowd. Mm-hmm. That can get them riled and could turn it either way. And we've just been so grateful that it hasn't toppled over, you know, and gone extremely nasty and violent.
Well, your reporters that are there, or yourself, what are they saying happening this evening? Are things calmed down this evening after this was approved, or things ramping up?
We had the chanting and some screaming, you know, those halls echo, as you would imagine,
yeah,
in a Capitol. And so it's just an overwhelming sound in there, just of the shame, doing that sort of thing again. But you didn't see, they got the assembly members out to safety and got them away. And they cleared out, some of the offices were cleared out too earlier today, I do believe, just in case anybody wanted to, you know, get silly and go after any Republican staffers. You had a lot of noise, but it wasn't the, because people knew it was coming, you know. What happened last night, I think everybody was just so stunned, and then anger set in.
Sure.
Today, they knew it was coming. So.
Well, Robin, I thank you so much. We can't be there. We watch bits and pieces of it, and I knew this was the best way to get the latest information. I can't thank you enough, and
sure.
I hope you'll allow me to call you again to catch up on what's happening.
No problem. Hopefully we'll get to some sort of end here soon.
Imagine that there might be some other news in Madison.
Yeah, I know. There could have been a big crime spree, and nobody's paying attention.
Nobody would have noticed. Oh, well, Madison's an awfully lovely community. I was there a couple of years ago for a wedding, and so I love it. Besides, I was born in Milwaukee, so I have a soft spot. So, Robin, I thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Robin Colbert, who is news director at 1310 WIBA in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.